All right. Thank you, Matt. Good morning, everyone. I call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 10:03 a.m. on Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. I'm Commissioner Brian Crotchis. Also present with me are Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk and Commissioner Randy Christman. So we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments other than I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving, and just a friendly reminder to particularly all of the men out there, there are 23 shopping days until Christmas. And that applies directly to me. So, Commissioner Fedorchuk.
I don't have any opening comments this morning.
Commissioner Christman.
Well, last time I urged you to just not worry about that Christmas stuff for a while, but now that it's Advent, now I'm accepting that people are starting to talk about that, so I guess I'm okay with it. But I will say that beyond our regular agenda items, when we get to the admin section, we had kind of a late addition to the discussion items, and I hope our discussion might lead to a potential motion on, and it gets back to a motion we had in a previous meeting where we did a change for one company on a numbering block in order to try and avert this 10-digit dialing because of the new 988 suicide prevention plan that the FCC is working toward. And we just continue to run into roadblocks. And so I'll bring it up in discussion at the appropriate time, but I'm hoping that that develops into something there. And I think it's important.
And if so, is there, you have a motion and an order prepared and that we can proceed?
I have the motion and the order's hot off the press.
Okay. That's 20-244. I just want to make sure that I have it down. I believe it says FCC 20-100. So that
sounds like it, yeah.
That must be it. Okay. Perfect.
And the motion is not in our packet, though, or review that I see.
So we'll discuss first, and then, if appropriate, we're ready to move, proceed forward, we'll
grab the
vote on it at that point in time.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, we have five items on consent and the previous minutes. I move they be approved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
Okay, moving into the regular agenda, I have one item. I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Northern States Power Company Renewable Resource Cost Recovery 2021 Tariff and Rates, case number PU-20-426.
Second.
On October 15th, 2020, NSP filed a request for approval of its 2021 Renewable Energy Rider. The purpose of this rider is to recover from North Dakota electric customers, NSP electric customers, cost of renewable energy generation not presently reflected in retail rates. In this filing, NSP would recover costs of 8 previously approved projects and 1 project expected to be in service in 2021. NSP also filed tariff language changes to clarify the renewable energy rider true-up mechanism. The 2021 rate would be applied to all energy billed to each customer effective January 1st, 2021. The rates would amount to a change of $1.31 per month for a residential customer consuming an average of 750 kilowatts per month. So that would be the bill impact to North Dakota customers, and this is prorated out. The other costs are moved to other jurisdictions based on their customer base. Those interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by December 30th, 2020. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a hearing. And again, this, we're just getting to the end of what I guess you could call rider season. We had three that we processed in the last commission meeting that ranged from a negative 4 cents or a 4 cent credit to a customer bill to a 4 cent increase. That was the range for three other riders. So riders move around. The amounts that would be in the rider will eventually be not retired but shifted over into base rates. And that happens during the next electric case. So generation, whether it's from a renewable resource or whether it's from another generation source, whether it be nuclear or coal, natural gas in NSP's case, they have all of those. Those costs are reflected either in base rates or in the rider mechanism. So there are a lot of moving parts, and this would be one small part of a customer's bill. And when the appropriate time comes, which would be a rate case, which we do have on the table for NSP, this particular rider, the projects would shift into rate base at that time if deemed appropriate.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, and that completes my portfolio. Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the commission adopt the order on continuing suitability in BOE Pipeline LLC 16-inch crude oil pipeline Dunn & McKenzie, citing application case number PU-16-94.
Second.
So this is a pipeline that we permitted back in 2016. It's a 41.8-mile, 16-inch diameter crude oil facility that would – the route is – it was never constructed, and the permit lasts for – original permit lasts for 4 years. So this is basically an order on continuing suitability that the company had to certify that this route and corridor are still suitable for the facility that it intends to or has the ability to someday construct. And so in doing the evaluation, we submitted a notice of opportunity to hearing and submitted that to all the agencies on our list. We heard back from several of them, Department of Mineral Resources, Parks and Rec, and Department of Environmental Quality, and they all have said that their issues are addressed. The company, there was one area where this goes through quite a few areas of geological instability, and so the company has certified that they're going to use all the best practices to minimize the risk of landslide in those areas if and when it is constructed. So having not received any requests for a hearing and received all the appropriate information from the company that we need to determine that this route is continues to be suitable, I think this order is ready to go. I will say that the pipeline, the route of the pipeline is, it starts 8 miles east of Johnson's Corner, so straight east of Watford City, and it traverses 41 miles south to Kildare. It was originally planning to connect to a rail terminal there, and I guess that rail terminal is still functional. It's just not as consistent. It's more periodically used. So I don't know. I have the details from the company on whether that would continue to be their main outlet, or if they would seek to connect to another export pipeline. But at this point, that's where the route is, and that's where it'll stay because that's the same route that we permitted. So with that, I think we're good to go.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. I move the commission approve the tree and shrub mitigation plan filed on November 13th, 2020 in Wanabacan Pipeline LLC 20-inch NGL pipeline Kinsey County Siting Application Case Number PU-18-399.
Second.
So this is pretty straightforward. The One Oak filed its tree and shrub mitigation plan for the Demicks Lake Pipeline project. Basically, the plan calls for tree and shrubs to be replanted in a 2-to-1 replacement ratio. So that will result in 1,198 trees and 4,300 shrub replantings. And they are using our new tree and shrub mitigation criteria for fulfilling this regulatory need. And that involves offering the trees and shrubs to any landowner that wants them replaced on their land and working with them on the replanting of those. And then if for landowners that would prefer not to have them replaced on their land, they are working with North Dakota Petroleum Foundation as part of its Plantings for the Future program and working to that project allows companies like One Oak and other companies who have an obligation to replant and replace trees but don't have enough places to put them because some of the landowners are just saying, we don't want any more trees. We don't want any more impacts. Just we want you off our land in a way as soon as possible. And so they can consolidate and work together and really help create bigger projects for habitat and more meaningful environmental impact long term. And so that's this plan is one that is going to work together with this Planning for the Future program to do that very thing. In the end, what they are required to do is report back to us on the results of that plan, what kind of habitat was created, how is it functioning, that sort of thing. So I'm looking forward to this approach, which is a lot more results-oriented, a lot more habitat and bigger environmental impact oriented, and allows a lot more flexibility to the companies to join forces and work together with their soil conservation folks in the counties, et cetera, to have the greatest impact on these tree and shrub plantings.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
It was pointed out that Commissioner Fedorchak pointed out that the rules were streamlined, and I think that was definitely a step in the right direction in terms of providing more flexibility, because I know personally that if someone went into a pasture area, for example, and took out 200 to 300 buffalo berry, while they're nice from a wildlife standpoint, they have zero grazing value when you're trying to run cattle and monetize your land holdings. So I think the flexibility was a very good thing. I think there will be continued discussion in terms of the program overall. And I wrestle with it a little bit in terms of whether or not I think if the history, if I understand the history, this was actually presented by a pipeline company at one point in time as a part of what they would do in placing pipe in the ground. A previous commission adopted it at that point in time and put it into rule. And it does tie into, the environmental aspects and the concerns we have to look at. But I just want to make sure that when you've got a program that the North Dakota Petroleum Council has implemented that's incredibly successful, and that's a win for them in terms of the tree plantings that they do. And that is funded, I believe, through the North Dakota Industrial Commission through a grant. Industry is doing a really, really good job, an extremely solid job on tree plantings, even unrelated to pipeline routes or the facilities being put in place. So kudos to the North Dakota Petroleum Council and for implementing that particular program. I think it's been really effective and it's being a very good corporate steward when you think of the fact that it's on behalf of the companies operating out west.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in One Oak Bakken Pipeline, LLC. Sorry. It's not this motion.
It's what?
Sometimes you ought to sit across from Randy. He makes really funny faces for no apparent reason sometimes. Okay, I'll start over. I'm sorry.
It's the flamingo.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. His arm hurt a
lot. It's the flamingo tie.
Oh, I've been up since 3. Oofta. Okay. Now I know where my daughter gets this giggle sing. Okay, I move the commission issue notice of opportunity for Oh, we might need to come back to me.
Would that mean
well, that would be problematic since you have the rest of the motions.
One. Randy has
Oh, no,
one.
Randy does have one.
Okay, no, I can grow up. Okay. I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in One Oak Bakken Pipeline.
Why don't we take a break from Commissioner Fedorchak's portfolio? Commissioner Christman, are you ready?
Sure.
I don't think she's going to make it through.
Oh,
could be a first.
Sorry. This has never happened to me up here.
Okay. Upon finding good cause... and subject to the commission retaining authority to require a decommissioning plan and cost estimate and financial assurance under North Dakota Administrative Code Sections 69-09-09-06 and 69-09-09-08 in the future, I move the commission grant a waiver of Sections 69-09-09-06 and 69-09-09-08 and further move the commission deny the request for waiver of North Dakota Administrative Code Section 69-09-09-03 in Minn Kota Power Cooperative Incorporated Infinity Wind Generation Project Decommissioning Plan and Cost, case number PU-10-100.
Second.
Well, I think that pretty well explains it. I'll go through a few details anyway. So the Infinity Wind facility is two turbines, 900 kilowatts each, with a, so the total nameplate capacity, 1.8 megawatts. The first turbine near Petersburg, North Dakota, became operational on October 24th of 2001, and the second turbine near Valley City became operational on January 22nd of 2002. That's the one that we see on the interstate for the last nearly two decades. This commission never granted a site certificate for either turbine. It just wasn't a thing in those days. And I just want to point out how amazing it is when we talk about three and even more than 3 megawatt turbines nowadays going in by the dozens in one project, and how, especially that Valley City one, because we all see it on every trip to Fargo, how big that seemed. And that's less than two decades ago. It's not generations ago, you know. So what a change it's been. On November 9th now of this year, Minn Kota filed a request for a waiver of the three sections of administrative code that I mentioned about for this project. So the three things they're requesting waivers from are the requirements to file annual certification, the requirement for periodic decommissioning plans and cost estimates. Those would be every 5 years. And then a waiver of the requirement to provide financial assurances for decommissioning. Our administrative code provides that we can grant a waiver of these requirements for commercial wind conversion facilities with a nameplate capacity of no more than 5 megawatts. So this does qualify. So this motion denies the request for a waiver from their responsibility to file an annual certificate of operation. And I hope this passes. I believe that those annual certificates are important, and really no case has been made that providing it will be a hardship. But they just could qualify, so they requested it. But I've gotten nothing that convinces me there's any hardship to doing that. However, their motions to waive the requirements to file the updated decommissioning plans and to provide the financial assurances, this motion would grant those waivers. I can see that on a small facility like this, there is some plans. It has to be an outside third-party engineering firm that does that. And then there's a cost to providing the assurances. They're a state and North Dakota-based company, so I'm fine with those two waivers. Granting them does not relieve Minn Kota of the obligation to decommission the facilities someday when they cease operations. And it also does not preclude us from requiring updated decommissioning plans and cost estimates or requiring the financial assurances in the future. This is just for now we're granting the waivers.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, back to you.
I move the commission issue notice of opportunity for hearing in One Oak Bakken Pipeline LLC pump station. Additions, McKenzie and Dunn County Study Application, case number PU-28-018.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. All right, so this is just a notice of opportunity for a hearing. One Oak Bakken Pipeline submitted an application for these pump stations last in January of 2020. And we were all set to have an informal hearing on these, a notice of opportunity and an informal hearing, because the changes are fairly modest. It's basically two small parcels of land that they're leasing to construct these pump stations on. And we were going to have an informal hearing on this last April, but the company asked for a continuance of that. And since then, has asked for us to move forward. So now we're moving forward with the notice of opportunity for hearing. Anybody who wants to request a hearing should let us know by January 1st. And if deemed appropriate, the commission can determine this matter without a hearing. So basically, they're adding two significant pump stations on this NGL pipeline that would increase the capacity from by 65,000 barrels per day to 80,000 barrels per day. And this is a gas NGL line that goes from Bear Creek Gas Plant to the Targa Pipeline. They'll add two pump stations. Both of them will have three 2,000 horsepower enclosed pumps, and one of them is called the Johnny Butte Pump Station, just 7.5 miles southeast of Watford City, and that is 200 feet outside the permitted corridor on a five-acre lease parcel. And then the other pump station is called the Big Gulch Pump Station. That's 18 miles northwest of Kildeer, and that's 375 feet outside of the corridor on a seven-acre parcel that has been leased by the company. So this is obviously an effort to increase the capacity of this pipeline to support the increased production of natural gas and need to process that and make use of it versus flaring. So this is a project aimed at supporting that. I think it's good news that the company came and said, let's move forward, because it suggests that they have production. They see a good potential future for this and want to make this investment, and they are seeing production enough to warrant the need for this. So I think that's good news. And so we'll look forward to having a discussion with the company on this matter in an informal, and also look at any requests for a formal hearing that we might receive.
We have
One more thing. I will mention that the construction timeline, so they're hoping, they're working on some of the local permitting right now. They're hoping to have the permit, all the permitting done by the end of February of 2021 and start the construction the end of the first quarter of 2021 or the second quarter, and then have the station in service, if all goes well, by the fourth quarter of 2021.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And my last, I move the commission adopt the order in Baldwin Wind LLC, Baldwin Wind Energy LLC, transfer certificate number 16, siting application case number PU-20-409.
Second.
This is one that we sent out for notice of opportunity for hearing. There was, the public had until November 25th to request a hearing. There were none requested. The company has provided all the necessary paperwork and affidavits to assure that it and can the new one can comply with all the conditions of the order and is able to manage this permit, and so everything's in order for this transfer.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Now what? Did I say something wrong?
No, I just, one of our, someone just made a comment. I shouldn't have looked at my phone. So.
I don't even want to know.
It was all good. It was all in fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't never had that experience before. I hope I never do again.
And I think we could all agree on that. No. No. Hey, life is short. Sometimes you have to have a little bit of fun. So, all right. We will now take a brief recess to take questions from the press, followed by the administrative portion of the meeting. But actually, before I do that, just a few announcements. We have an EV work session here at the commission at 1:30 today, followed at by a legislative discussion at 2:30, so approximately 1 hour for each of those. On Tuesday, December 8th at 8:30 a.m., we have a formal hearing. That is Nodak Electric Cooperative versus Otter Tail Power, complaint number PU-20-356. That's a Territorial Integrity Act case on servicing a new customer that will be in that area. On Thursday, December 10th, 9 a.m., a formal hearing, PSC versus Quest regarding show cause, case number PU-20-442. Friday, December 11th at 10 a.m., we have a work session on light mitigation technology. And then on Wednesday, December 16th at 10 a.m., that would be our next regular commission meeting. So now we will go into recess to take questions from the press. We are in recess.